Hey everyone, this is Aaron Kecker from Always Acoustic, backstage with Jason Rao from Red. So how's it going, dude?
It's going good, man.
It's going really well.
So I saw online that you guys have switched labels from Essential to Epic Records.
Yes, Epic's actually, we haven't technically switched. Epic's jumped on board and they're doing a partnership, even though Epic's kind of spearheading all the things that are going on. Epic is still there. They're doing our smaller market, Christian distribution, and Epic's taking over as far as promotions and things like that. It's been good. It's been a good transition.
That's cool. I watched that horrific video on Red's MySpace page late last year. How's everyone doing?
Good. Yeah, we had a pretty bad wreck at the end of last year, and it was such a fluke thing because it was, we had finished, wrapped up in the van, and finally made the conversion into a bus, and one fluke weekend, we had to get back in the van because there was something being worked on the bus, and we, 20 miles from dropping the van off again, that's when we had wrecked and got onto a pretty serious wreck. Our tour manager at the time was pretty banged up. He's still pretty banged up, and our drummer's out still. He's got some shoulder issues from an injury. He's physical therapy, getting all that fixed and worked out, but everybody's been good, and we're back on the road and back in the bus and not driving ourselves anymore. So.
Oh, that's awesome. So who decided to call the band Red?
Gosh, that's a good question. I think originally it was an idea kind of brought to the table by the drummer we had at the time. It was about 5 years ago, something like that. So.
And Red's not short for redemption?
No. I mean, it's kind of been thrown into there, and it's been, it's been used for a lot of things. But yeah, no, it's not short for anything, just Red.
I've seen Red cited various ways online. Is Red cited in all caps?
Yeah, usually, I think. It's nothing that we had made official, but it's something we've done, yeah.
What are some of your favorite songs on End of Silence?
Well, some of my favorite songs on the record would probably be, I think Let Go. It's a really dynamic song, and it was one of the last songs we wrote for the record, and we felt like we had our radio songs out of the way and our fun songs out of the way, and we just had one or two more tracks kind of just do whatever we wanted, and that was one of them. I think I really like how it ended up. And I think probably my other favorite song would be...
Fucking damn it, I'm locked out of
probably some of the... probably already over both parts, one and two. I think together they fit really well.
You don't like Pieces?
Pieces is a good song.
Awesome
yeah.
song. Are there any songs that did not make it on End of Silence that you wish they would have?
No, actually, we wrote one extra song that we thought would make it on this next record, which actually it didn't make it on this record either, but we needed 10 songs, and we wrote 10 songs, so every song that we used was written for the record.
Any idea when additional videos will be available for purchase on iTunes?
Actually, we just shot the video for Already Over about 2 weeks ago. So we just got a new video, like an edit tonight, that we're kind of approving, and it should be available really soon. So next month at the latest, I think. So.
No video for Pieces yet?
Not yet.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
So what was the band's reaction when you were nominated for a Grammy Award for Best Rock or Rap Gospel Album in 2007?
Being nominated for a Grammy was unbelievable. It was something we had never really even foreseen or anticipated happening. We were on tour at the time. It was a smaller tour, and we just woke up one morning. Our manager had called us at like 9 o'clock in the morning, and much earlier than we usually were used to waking up, and just kind of asked us. He had answered the phone saying, you know, how does it feel to be a Grammy nominated band? And we all flipped out. And it was just a really cool moment. Everything about it was really cool. It was something we had never expected, and have a lot of pride. And it was a great experience.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks for being
nominated. Oh, yeah.
So although Red was unsuccessful in winning a Grammy, the band did win an award at the GMA Dove Awards in 2007, and are nominated for another GMA Dove Award 2008.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, congratulations.
Thank you.
Do you think Red will take home the award for Rock Recorded Song of the Year for Break Me Down?
That's a good question. We're up against some great bands, so... I don't know. Just to be nominated is always an amazing thing. You know, we're not really one band to get hung up on whether we win or lose or not. So to even have the nomination is pretty exciting. To get a nod and anything is awesome.
Well, 2 years in a row, though.
Yeah, it's great. And on the same record, too. That doesn't happen a lot.
So. No. So which bands or musicians inspire Red?
We're all over the map as far as influences. We grew up listening to different stuff. But a lot of the stuff that directly influences Red are... We like a lot of heavier music. We grew up listening to you know, Tool and Nine Inch Nails and Pantera and stuff like that. And then we have the other side of things that we're all really classic influenced too. So we're into a lot of, you know, modern composers, Paganini, Rachmaninoff, and Russian pianists and things like that. And that's more like eclectic side, but we listen to a lot of that too.
Well, you know, Pieces has some sort of classical mm-hmm. feel too.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
So Red has toured with bands like Flyleaf, Seether, and Puddle of Mud. Are there any other bands or musicians that Red would like to tour with?
Oh man, sure. We haven't gotten a chance to go out with Chevelle yet. We keep crossing paths all the time, but we'd love to do some run, you know, some dates with those guys. Papa Roach, we've done a handful of shows with. We've never gone on a tour though. We'd love to do a tour with them. And any bands we've already toured with, they're such good friends of ours that anytime we get to go out on the road with them, we love to. You know, it's kind of, we have this trend of, when we find a band that we're touring with, we end up doing 3, 4, 5 tours a year with them. So anything that works, I guess.
So, do you own an iPod?
I do.
So if I looked at your iPod, what would be on it? Like, what kind of songs?
Oh, man. Well, right now, it's I just had my iPod. My battery replaced, so my library is still transferring over. So it's not that big at the moment, but before I did, I had like 6,000 songs or something. I get made fun of how much stuff is on there, but a lot. I mean, right now, a lot of the stuff is we're working on the new record, so I'm improving stuff and constantly mixing it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so I've got hundreds of demos and stuff on there that I listen to 40 times a day, so that's probably what you'd see most played.
I read the posting on February 15, 2008 on Red's website that the band was taking time off for touring to record for the next album. Any idea when what your next album will be titled?
Innocence and Instinct is the name of the record.
Sounds good. What about any songs?
Songs, I mean, we still have working titles and things that we're working on. That's kind of the point we're finishing up right now is lyrics. So titles may change, but the whole concept of the record and all the subject matter we're dealing with is, I mean, that's what we had coined the name Innocence and Instinct. It's just kind of the duality of... you know, good and evil, and you, just as humans in our stories, you can't have one without the other.
You guys something. Rome?
No, or Red.
Where are they?
I don't know. They may be upstairs or something.
Yeah, personal request.
All right. So, final question. Mm-hmm. I've asked a few musician friends, and they really do not have a definitive answer. Just like an actress prepares to hit the stage, and someone says them break a leg. What is said to the band right before you perform?
Oh man, that's a good question.
I've heard.
I think we kind of have this saying that a friend of ours, Wes from Puddle of Mud, he's the lead singer from Puddle of Mud, and he kind of coined it, the phrase. But we would be. It started as we get off the bus and we'd be at a festival or we'd be somewhere in the middle of nowhere, and before all the fans and stuff get there, the people that come into the show, we'd be out throwing a football or we'd be bored or we would do it, whatever, just reading. And anytime we'd see each other, he just started saying, living the dream, one parking lot at a time. And it kind of stuck, so that's something that we always say, I think, before we go on stage, just living the dream, here we go. Just kind of try to remind yourself of, you know, that you're doing. But.
That's better than the ones I've heard. I've heard, like, Kick Ass. I'm like, that kind of stuff. Or, I mean, Rock and Roll is fine, but Kick Ass, I'm like, oh my gosh. the guy was a lot older, so that's probably why, but, you know. But, all right, well, thanks a lot for
No problem, man. Appreciate
the interview. So.
Sure. All right, thank you so much.